With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Have you ever heard of a little pest called the pink bollworm? Well, it's not very common in the United States, but there has been an infestation in our cotton crop recently. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue explains a partnership and efforts to eliminate the pest from all domestic cotton-growing areas.
We know that it began in Mexico in 1911, soon showed up in southwest U.S. in Texas in 1917, and was a prolific spreader after that. There were several efforts to eradicate this pest with limited success, but in 1955, APHIS, our Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, established a domestic quarantine program for infested states. In 2000, APHIS, along with the industry and state partners, launched a program to eradicate the pink bollworm from the U.S. and northern Mexico. And it took multiple strategies, which we're all proud genetically. It took transgenic BT cotton. It took extensive surveys and understanding where this pest was. It took pheromone applications. And it took another biological tool, sterile moss released, in order to do that.
The pink bollworm is native to Asia, but has become an invasive species in most of the world's cotton-growing regions, including the United States. Infestation on susceptible cotton is generally controlled with insecticides, but other methods of control exist with mixed results. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.